Welcome to this episode of the Feral Podcast. Coming up, we've got everything you need to know about the off-road racing game, Dirt 3 Complete Edition. I'm Brad Gibson, the PR manager at Feral Interactive. Joining us from our London development studios, as always, to explain more about Dirt 3 is Feral Interactive producer Edwin Smith. So anyone, Edwin, that even casually knows about popular racing games knows about the Dirt 3 franchise, but Dirt 3 Complete Edition is really quite different. Tell us the game basics and what makes it even better.
So Dirt 3 takes a really big leap over the previous versions. It's got a lot more content and a lot more details added to each experience. So it offers more stage-based rally racing, sort of the traditional point-to-point races. It's got a lot more stages. It's got some really good new locations, a lot of new weather effects, a new lighting model, just to name a few things. But it hasn't lost the feel of the series, but it's tightened up the experience to give you a much more rounded and larger number of tracks and things to do with it.
Right.
So with Dirt 3, you've got rally mode, you've got rally cross, which is kind of circuit-based racing, you've got your traditional trailblazer, you've got land rush, and you've got a new mode called Gymkhana, which was made famous by Ken Block's videos. As this is the complete edition, we also have all the expansion packs built straight into the game. This gives you loads of extra tracks and cars, which make the experience even better than the original title.
Yeah, and as you say, having all these extra content packs built in really enhanced the game. So tell us a little bit about that added content.
Okay, so there were actually 7 content packs created, but I'll take you through a couple of my more favorite ones. The Monte Carlo Rally Pack, 8 stages taken from Monte Carlo Rally, which is the most famous rally in the world. Mm-hmm. So you race through the Alps and even do the legendary Col di Tetrini Pass, which is possibly one of the most famous actual single stages in rallying. It's one of my favorites. I'm a real rally fan. A couple of the other ones you can do is the X Games. And there was a very famous Colin McRae scene where he manages to, I think, roll the car twice and carry on and still finish second. So they added a whole new 4 new routes across 2 whole new packs. One of them is Central Tokyo, which was really, really quite cool. And then they have a couple of car packs. For example, there's a Power and Glory pack, which has got a BMW M3 rally car, the famous Delta S4. I mean, I could keep on going, but just there's a lot of really cool extra content and features that just enhance the game from the beginning because you can access all of this straight away.
Yeah, and the car list in Dirt 3 Complete Edition is really phenomenal. Give us a taste of the collection that you can drive.
A few of the standout cars I can think of is you've obviously got the Ford Fiesta RS rally car, which is one of the rally cars currently used by the WRC. But then you've also got the famous 90s Toyota Celica. You've got the Audi Quattro Sport from the Group B era. You've got a Lancia Stratos from the 70s. You've got the classic Mini Cooper S from the 1960s. And then you even have stuff like stadium buggy cars for the buggy races.
It really runs the spectrum, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you've got all these different types of cars, and no matter what kind of mood you're in, there's probably a car you can pick which you're like, oh, I remember seeing that. Mm-hmm. I'll go and play with that. It really is fantastic.
Now, one of the things that the original developer Codemasters learned from Dirt 2 was that many gamers were still using the easiest level of difficulty, which suggested that the game still has a high level of difficulty for even hardcore gamers. And that's where they've added to Dirt 3 Complete Edition Driver Assist for casual players mostly. Explain what Driver Assist is and how it makes the game that much better for all types of players, from beginners to experts.
One of the problems some people sometimes have with driving games is they find it hard to get up and start playing. Once you've played for a while, you start to learn how cars work. You can really have a lot of fun. But sometimes some people who haven't maybe raced racing games before, especially stuff like Rally, where a single mistake can cost you a lot of time, they find it hard to get in. So what Codemasters have done in this game is they put in this driving assist mode, and it helps a little bit with your steering and your braking and your acceleration. So if you turn it on what I would call sort of the beginner mode, it'll brake for you coming into the corners, not all the way, not perfect, but enough to stop you making a massive mistake. And the same thing with the steering or the acceleration. It would maybe limit when you hit full throttle. It'll maybe only give you 80% of throttle, so that you won't lose control spinning out on a corner, for example.
Right, or spinning out the back end of the car, yeah.
Exactly. So what you can do is you can build up your skills and slowly turn these effects either down or off, so you'll end up playing with absolutely no assists assists at all. One of the examples I can think of is if you play with all the assists on, you definitely won't be able to set the fastest times because it will be a little bit conservative with the accelerator or the brake or the steering. If you turn them all off, you can really push it to the limit, but you also might have an accident, which is what the sort of the more expert and hardcore gamers want. But what the beginners and the learners want is they want to be able to push it hard, but without having to pay a massive penalty every time they make a slight mistake. So what the system allows you to do is to slowly improve your skills while having kind of a safety net underneath to catch you.
Right. So turn driver assist on, adjust it a little bit, get used to the feel of the car and the speed, and then start to tamper it down over time, and you're going to have more control and increase your time, right?
Exactly. I mean, I know that even the first time a few of our testers started playing the game, they had some of the assists on because some of them haven't played racing games while we're testing them. And then over time, you turn them off as you get better and you get quicker. So I think it's a brilliant system, especially for people who maybe are just dabbling on racing games for the first time. I'd definitely recommend you try it out, especially if you're finding you're having a little bit of trouble.
Now, multiplayer for Dirt 3 not only has online and local area network play, but split screen on a single Mac. So take us through the different options and features people have there.
Sure. So the modes include Outbreak, which is an infection type gameplay. You've got Transporter, which is a bit like Capture the Flag. And my personal favorite's Cat and Mouse. Depending on how many people you have, you can have a minimum of 2 people per team, maximum of 4. So you need to have 4 players to 8 players. Each team can pick from a fast rally car, for example, an Audi Quattro, which will be the cat. And then the game will randomly decide who from each team is the mouse. And this player gets to drive an original classic Mini, which is quite slow.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic rules are you've got to go and try and make the other team's mouse living hell by smashing into them, knocking them off the road. And then you've also got to protect your own mouse. The idea of the race is whoever's mouse gets to the finish line first wins. What you've got to do is you've got to try and protect your own mouse while trying to knock the other one off the road. So it causes a lot of hilarity, especially if you have an 8-player game with everybody. You've got full audio chat in this game with the online modes. So you can sit there and you're having a bit of smack talk and smashing into people and you're having huge accidents. It's just such a great social mode. I really, really enjoy it.
And one of the awesome features of Dirt 3 Complete Edition is the Ghost Replay system and the ability to save your laps and then race against them or even other people's times. Tell us about how that works.
So whenever you set a fastest lap, it uploads to the leaderboard. If you're playing offline, this will upload to your local leaderboard. But if you're logged in online on the Steam system, it'll upload your leaderboard to the overall worldwide settings. So what you can do is do the exactly the same track again and follow what is like a ghost car of your fastest lap. So you can see where you were fast and where you were slow. The added advantage with the online mode is you can go through the entire leaderboard of maybe all your friends or the all-time lap record, select it, and you can actually see how they did that how they did that lap and how they did it with what car and what braking, how they went around the different corners. So what you can do is you can enhance and get better at a racing game by just following how the best do it.
One of the new modes added to this game was Gymkhana. Tell us more about that mode and how it came about and how you use it.
So Gymkhana is a type of motorsport where the goal is to create the fastest time in the through like an urban course. So it's a bit like rallying, except instead of doing it on closed roads, you're doing it through an urban environment.
Uh-huh.
So this was kind of made famous by Ken Block, who's a rally driver, and he does these kind of massive Gymkhana videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the famous ones is he drives through San Francisco, power sliding around corners, sliding between a couple of different carts or trucks. Even some of the trailers, he slides underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike rally track racing, where everything's on a set road, this involves a lot more of urban environment. So you might be going through a building, coming out the other side. These have got millions and millions of views. And what the game does is it encapsulates this down to a couple of set tracks. And you've got to try and get through them as quickly as you can, normally in a pretty flashy power sliding way.
Now, we often talk about support for gamepads in Feral Games, over 130 of them actually, and how they really enhance the playing of a game. Give us a sense of how good the experience is with a gamepad and Dirt 3 Complete Edition.
When you have a racing game, one of the most important things is accelerating and braking and turning smoothly with an analog input. So if you're playing with a keyboard, it's very much the button is down or the button is up. Whereas if you have a gamepad with analog sticks and analog triggers, you can have a smooth amount of input. And that is really kind of critical to getting good lap time and having the most amount of fun.
Uh-huh.
So what we've done is we've set up our gamepads. They don't just support the analog sticks, but quite a few gamepads have what's called analog triggers, where the shoulders can slide in and out, so you can slowly accelerate or slowly brake. So we've added support in for that, and one of the new features we've added very recently is we have support for the Xbox 360 and Xbox One gamepads, the wired versions, without requiring any additional drivers. Previously we've supported these pads, but you needed to install some third-party open source driver, but with our recent games, that's no longer necessary. All you need to do is either plug in or use the Wi-Fi dongle for the Xbox 360 pads, or the wired version of the Xbox One pad. You just plug it in and you'll instantly get all of the inputs and everything, and even rumble support, so you get force feedback as well.
Yeah, a level of conveniency and fun built in. That's really great. Now, explain to our listeners the various versions of Dirt 3 Complete Edition for Mac. You've got the Steam version, you've got the Mac App Store version. Tell us the differences in features among those.
So on the single player experience, they're exactly identical. You've got all the different modes and everything else. Where they slightly start to differ is with the online element. The Mac App Store version supports split screen multiplayer on the same Mac, and it also supports LAN mode, which is playing with multiple Macs on the same local network. What we added for the Steam version is online support through Steam, so that allows you to play with other Mac and Windows players online. It also allows you to use the online ghost system. The online ghost system, as we mentioned before, allows you to have a look at other people's lap times. Mm-hmm. So the really cool thing with the Steam version, if you're a bit of an online buff, is you can play against your Windows friends. You can even have a look at how your Windows friend might have set a top lap time. You can then play it on the ghost mode, work out how he did it, beat him, and then be able to sort of have the bragging rights. You can even start playing on your Mac. And if you happen to go around to a friend's house who happens to own Windows, you can load up your save game on Windows and carry on playing. It's quite a cool feature.
Now, you mentioned a lot about the Steam version and the cross-platform support here. Tell us more about that version, because it sounds a lot like a really great feature if you're a big fan of multiplayer gaming.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the Windows version of the Dirt 3 Complete Edition wasn't available on Windows when we first started development.
Right.
But we've worked with our partners at Codemasters so that the Windows version has been upgraded to the Complete Edition and has full integrated Steam Play support. What this means now is the online game matching, the extra content, the leaderboard systems all work seamlessly in exactly the same way on Mac and Windows. So that means you can play against each other with full voice support, for example. You can start playing on one platform and then reload your game on the other platform. It's really quite cool stuff. It did take a little effort for us to get all of this working, hence there was a slight delay on the release dates between the Mac version on the Mac App Store and the Mac version on Steam. But we think the final results with all of these extra online features really make up for it. The single player modes in this game are absolutely brilliant, but we do know that some Mac gamers really live for the online gaming modes, and we really wanted to make sure they got a great experience, so we spent that little bit of extra time for the Steam version to make sure all those were implemented.
Okay, and tell us about the minimum system requirements for Dirt 3 Complete Edition.
So Dirt 3 Complete Edition, you need to have a 2.4 gigahertz processor. We recommend 8 gigs of RAM, 1 gig video RAM memory card, 1095 or higher, and 15 gig of hard drive space. You can find the exact details for the minimum and recommended specs on the Mac App Store and on the Steam Store and on our website. So if you want to make sure whether or not you can run with high or low settings, check them out there. We also list what specific graphics cards are or are not supported.
And a gamepad is not necessary to play Dirt 3, as we talked about a minute ago, but it is highly recommended for the reasons we discussed.
Yes, exactly. I'd say a gamepad or even a steering wheel, if you have one, can really enhance the gameplay.
All right, now let's answer some questions from Feral customers who have posed questions about Dirt 3. Let's dive right in. And the first one comes from Elisa Mayle, who wrote us, "Tell me how different the weather conditions play a role in performance and play in Dirt 3.
Well, Codemasters did a lot of work on the weather effects for the Formula One games, which we did, last one we did 2013. What they've done is they took a lot of those into Dirt 3 as well. So, for example, they mix up all the different weather on different stages. Unlike a Formula One race, where the weather can change throughout the race, what happens in the single very short rally stages is weather changes throughout from the morning to the afternoon. So you might start a rally stage in the morning with clear skies, it then might rain in the afternoon, then you'll have a sunset stage, and then after that you might be driving at night with headlights.
All over the road, basically.
Exactly. So one of the things is if you have your damage turned up, you can actually damage your headlights, which then can kind of make an effect on how quickly you can drive. To add an extra complication on top of that, you have rain, mud, gravel, grass. So, for example, if it's raining, your car might handle quite differently on mud as it might handle on gravel or grass. Mm-hmm. So it can make a big amount of variance on what kind of tires and setup you might want to have on your car.
Okay, our next question is from Brett Pear, who asked, can you still race a car in Dirt 3 that's been damaged?
Yes, you can, Brett. You'll have to turn on mechanical damage, which is one of the difficulty settings you can turn on. And then that makes quite a difference on the performance and handling as you drive. For example, you could have a puncture, and then that'll start dragging your car to one side. You can maybe just go too fast over a hump and land really heavily. And that can damage your suspension. You can just clip the edge of a wall, and that will just start to affect, it. Say, for example, your engine power. So, or your gearbox. So suddenly when you're trying to shift up from third to fourth, it'll just snag and won't kick into fourth, or it'll go into third and then you're downshifting and suddenly it'll downshift to first and you'll get a massive over rev. So there's loads of different things which can happen which make it trickier and harder, and especially once you've played the game quite a lot and you're used to it, it's a really great additional option to turn on because it really pushes you and punishes you for making mistakes.
Right.
Which once you've kind of learnt the tracks, it just adds that extra level of fun and a challenge.
Ted Logan writes us with our final question. He says, tell me, what is hooning? I've heard so much about it in some online videos with regard to Dirt 3. What is hooning?
Well, I can see you've been watching a few of the older gameplay videos. The commentators are pretty colourful in their slang language. Hooning's an Australian term about driving recklessly. It's part of the slang used in the game. There are loads of different activities you could see as traditionally was hooning, was in Australia was speeding, burnouts, donuts, trying to power slide on public roads. Traditionally, this was all kind of illegal things, but in recent years, it's kind of become a phrase used with Gymkhana events and rallycross. If you play the game, you'll find that they don't not only use hooning, but they use a lot of other kind of colourful, funny metaphors.
All right, so some great questions from users about Dirt 3, and those are some of the high points that we think you need to know about Dirt 3 Complete Edition and responses to gamer questions. We hope we've been able to help you better understand a great game, and we hope you'll all go out and purchase Dirt 3 Complete Edition. Edwin, thanks so much for joining us and explaining Dirt 3 Complete Edition.
Thanks, Brad. Speak to you later.
And that's our podcast preview of Dirt 3 Complete Edition. Thanks for listening.